USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As war rages on in Ukraine, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said he finally had the chance to speak to President Joe Biden, but it's unfortunate it didn't happen earlier.
If I spoke with Biden, President Biden, yes, I think yesterday or day before yesterday, I don't remember. We have good contact. I can tell you the truth. And it's a pity that it began after the beginning of this war, but we have it, and I'm my appreciation.
The Ukrainian leader continued to ask for help, adding that the whole world has been late with Ukraine. President Biden will host the head of Siemens USA at the White House to announce the company will create 300 new jobs in California and Texas in a $54 million expansion of its manufacturing facilities. The president will also announce updates to the Buy American Act, which sets requirements for determining whether products bear the label of being made in the USA. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
We've got an update on the police officer involved in the Breonna Taylor case, and with that story, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Brett Hankison, the former Kentucky police officer charged in connection with the deadly botched raid involving Breonna Taylor, has been found not guilty. Defense attorney Stu Matthews says the jury's verdict shows that police must have the right to self-defense.
I'm sort of at a loss for words right now, but I think absolutely Brett was, the jury felt like, you know, you go out and perform your duty and your brother officer gets shot and you've got a right to defend yourself.
A suicide bomber struck inside a Shiite Muslim mosque in Pakistan, killing at least 56 worshippers and wounding another 194. No militant group has immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Both the Islamic State group and the Pakistani Taliban, a militant group separate from the Taliban in Afghanistan, have carried out similar attacks recently in that area. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Republican Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa signed a bill banning biological males from women's sports. Forcing females to compete against males is the opposite of inclusivity and is absolutely unfair, said Reynolds. The move makes Iowa the 11th state in the nation to ban biological males from women's sports. And an abortion bill in Florida is one step closer to becoming law. The state Senate passed House Bill 5. It protects the unborn baby in most cases after 15 weeks of pregnancy. It now goes to the governor, who's expected to sign it into law and could take effect as early as July 1st. The current law allows abortions up to 24 weeks. Melinda French Gates criticized her ex-husband Bill Gates for having met multiple times with Jeffrey Epstein, the financier accused of child sex crimes who may have committed suicide in jail while awaiting trial. In her first televised interview since the couple announced their divorce in May, French Gates also announced that she once met Epstein, saying afterwards she had nightmares. Speaking to CBS News, she said, "I wanted to see who this man was, and I regretted it from the moment I stepped in the door." She described the Epstein meeting as abhorrent and evil personified, but declined to say if she requested her husband to stop meeting with him. When asked by the CBS journalist if her husband's relationship with Epstein played a role in their divorce, the philanthropist, reportedly worth over $6 billion, said it was one of the many things that contributed. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.